This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. They're looking to starve us all, I swear to you. We're all going to starve. You know, they want to lock us all down and deny us our ability to earn a living, deny us our ability to run a business, deny us our ability to, to feed our families. I mean, it's coming. They're locking us all down in this country. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, despite the fact that we all know for a fact that lockdowns don't work, never have worked, never will work. There's never been really any mass experiment in the history of mankind as to whether lockdowns work. And the only thing we saw is that they cause poverty throughout the world when used. And they're going to cause poverty throughout America if we use them again. They've already caused massive poverty. Are you kidding me? How many people were out of work? How many people were left homeless back in March and April? How many people were left jobless back in March and April? I believe it was 40 million people lost their jobs instantly. And America went into massive Great Depression, and Trump took us out of it in like 5 minutes. It was unbelievable. And now, if he's not the new president, you know, reelected president of the United States, then you threw him out of office for the guy that created the horrible Obama economy, which is the worst in basically 100 years. One of the worst in our history. And you put him back in office again. Are you kidding me? And Kamala Harris, the lady knows about nothing but lawsuits and social justice. She doesn't know anything about running an economy. She knows how to run an economy into the ground. She knows how to ruin an economy. But she definitely doesn't know how to run an economy. So, I mean, everything that we're about to face in this long, dark, cold winter, as they keep calling it, because they're trying to scare you to death so you don't look at the stolen election, it's all three-card Monty. It's to keep you distracted from the stolen election. That's what's going on. Because a lot of people have COVID, but a lot of others have false positives, massive amount of false positives. And those who have it very mild for the most part. And the survivability is the same as the flu. 99.6% survivability. So it makes no sense that we be closing everyone's business. Makes no sense that Garcetti said it's the worst thing we've ever faced in the history of Los Angeles. This is insanity, this response. Did you see the video of the restaurant owner over the weekend in California? I was just talking about it when we went to break. This nice lady owns a restaurant in California, and she spent all her life savings on the restaurant, and all her life savings, and went into debt to build the outdoor dining area. And it's everything that the government asked her to do. Build an outdoor dining area. We'll let you serve people outside. And then they wake up one morning and say, no outdoor dining anymore. So everything she built, that money's gone and it's wasted and she owes the money back. It's a disaster. Restaurant owners are going to never recover. Never recover. This is just the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And they don't know what they're doing. There is no science that says restaurants shouldn't be open. When they talk about science, there is no science to back up lockdowns. There is no science to back up shutdowns. It doesn't work. People still get sick. But now everybody's broke and everybody's scared and everybody's stressed out because they have no money. How's that going to help you to not get sick? More people will get sick. And if it doesn't cause you to get sick, it'll just cause you to commit suicide. It'll cause you to go into deep depression. It'll cause you to use drugs and alcohol to cope. This is, without a doubt, the stupidest response in the history of mankind to anything, let alone to a flu pandemic. Because I want you to remember, I keep saying on the show, back in 1968, 1969, we had the flu pandemic called the Hong Kong flu, and over 100,000 Americans died, and we didn't close anything. We didn't close schools, we didn't close businesses, we didn't close theaters, we didn't close restaurants, we didn't close Las Vegas Strip, we didn't close ball games. We didn't close Broadway. We didn't close anything. Zero. Squat. Nothing. Zip. For all the illegal aliens listening, we didn't close nada. And everybody survived. It's probably about the same as today. It was a flu from Asia. Asia. Called the Hong Kong flu. And the same symptoms. And 100,000 plus died at a time where America was much smaller than today. So very equivalent to today's numbers. And you say, well, today it's a lot more than that. First of all, the population is much higher. But second of all, is it a lot more than that? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think it's pretty clear it's not a lot more than that. I think the real number is around 100,000 or less. The fact is that you're calling cancer COVID and stroke COVID and heart disease COVID. The fact is that you're exaggerating COVID deaths. Because all the hospitals get this giant bonus reward for saying COVID of $39,000. So you're calling things COVID that aren't COVID. And John Hopkins University did a study and they found there are no more deaths this year overall than there were last year. So how could that be? If there's this terrible pandemic going on and so many Americans are dying, wouldn't you add that to the cancer deaths, the heart disease deaths, and the stroke deaths, and every other kind of death, car accident deaths? Wouldn't there be a much larger number of Americans dying? But no, it's the exact same amount or within the exact same range as last year and the year before and the year before that and the year before that. How could that be? Well, because suddenly cancer deaths are way down. Heart attack deaths are way down. Stroke deaths are way down. I'm sure gunshots and car accidents are way down. Everything's way down. You know why? Because everything's called COVID. So there aren't 260 or 270,000 Americans dead. There's probably 100 or 125,000 dead. And I'm not making light of that. I don't want anyone to be dead. But that's probably the same figure. Actually, proportionally, you'd probably need like 150 to 175 to be dead to equal the Hong Kong flu because our population is so much bigger, you know? And we're not even at that figure. I guarantee you, once you subtract the fake deaths that have nothing to do with COVID, we're really not even at that figure. So it's probably about the same or even less than the Hong Kong flu. It's certainly much more mild than any recent flu for people under the age of 18 because normally the flu kills a lot of kids. You know, and this flu, thank God, thank the Lord, is not killing a lot of young kids. So in many ways, it's a better flu, you know, and I'm not saying that to offend anybody who lost someone they love from COVID. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening who lost somebody in their life from COVID, but there's also somebody listening who lost someone in their life in the last 5 years from cancer and heart disease and stroke and how about influenza? Lots of people die of influenza. And like I say, lots of kids die of influenza. So, you know, all I could tell you is people are going to die. That's part of life. It's a very sad part of life. Hope it doesn't happen to me. Hope it doesn't happen to you. But people are going to die. And the death rate is exactly the same now as it was last year and the year before that, even with COVID. How could that be? How can anyone explain that? Because they're calling all the other forms of death COVID. You know, the flu's gone away. There is no flu anymore. There are no flu deaths. There are no flu hospitalizations. There are no reports of people with influenza. But you know it hasn't gone away. They're just calling all signs of flu COVID. So all the things that used to kill people have just been switched over to COVID. But we're not all dying from COVID. So if you saw over the weekend, this gal's restaurant, she did everything they asked. Now they banned outdoor dining. And to make matters far worse and far more hypocritical, overnight, right across from her, literally, like, you know, steps away from her outdoor dining that's now closed and banned, is an outdoor dining area built as part of a movie set. They're filming a movie right next door to her. And they had to build a commissary where everybody eats. The actors, the actresses, the producers, the directors, the camera people, the grips, all those people that work on a movie, they got to be fed, right? So they create a commissary. It's they built an outdoor dining area overnight right next to her that looks like her outdoor dining area. There's no difference. And it's right next door to her. And they're allowed to all eat and do a movie, but she's not allowed to feed anybody. Do you understand how ridiculous this is? You understand how wrong this is? The movie industry is connected politically, and they donate millions. She doesn't. One restaurant doesn't. So they screw over the restaurants, but the movie industry gets all the breaks. It's all political. Costco, lots of donations. So I notice Costco's open. Walmart, lots of donations. I notice Walmart's open. I notice Home Depot's open. I notice Lowe's is open. All the big box retailers are open. So if it really was that bad, as the mayor of Los Angeles, Garcetti, says, oh, my God, it's the worst thing we've ever faced in the history of Los Angeles. If it was really that bad, why would you leave the big box retailers open? I mean, I realize people do have to shop, and they do have to eat, and they do need to buy things. But, I mean, seriously, you'd close everything if it was that bad. Why is it different? Is the germ different at a big box retailer than it is at a restaurant? You know, it's ridiculous. Is a germ going to be worse eating in your house than it is eating outdoors at a restaurant? That you have to close all outdoor dining? Is it different at the catering versus the regular outdoor restaurant? Is it different after 10 at night in the places that have curfews? Does the bug come out after 10 at night? In the places like Nevada that limit it to 4 at a table? So I have 4 kids, I can't even eat with my own kids anymore? Is it different if you have 5 at the table or 6 at the table? I mean, it's the most ridiculous arbitrary number ever set. Same thing with sports. When I watched the Dallas Cowboys in week 1, all the other, you know, most of the other teams were shut down. No one was allowed in the stadium. But in Texas, they actually allowed people to show up at a football game. If you wore a mask and if you socially distanced, they would let like 22% of the capacity in. What if they had let in 23%? Would everybody have died? How about 26? How about 28? Where did you get the number 22%? Who came up with that? What doctor or scientist wants to look me in the face and say that's the number? Where'd you get that number from? How about the 25% dining in Las Vegas? Where do you get that number from? What if it was 36%? Would everybody die? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, I met with John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercises. I'll share updates with you during my 88 days on the program. But in my first 3 weeks, I've already lost 19 pounds of fat. I am now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Energized Health offers a 100% money back guarantee. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's energizedhealth.com and click on the red button.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in terms dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, Trump is trying to take the case in Nevada to the Nevada Supreme Court. He's appealing up to them. And I just tweeted out my feelings about the whole thing. It's not going to make any difference. Because it's got to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's not going to work in the Nevada Supreme Court because the Nevada Supreme Court is filled with liberal Democrats. Same as all these other states. All the judges are crooked, liberal, biased Democrats who are appointed by Obama or they're elected and they're big Democrats. And they would never rule in favor of Trump. Never, never, never. So you're not going to get any help from the Nevada Supreme Court. But it's what you have to do in order to get to the real Supreme Court, right? By the way, actress Natalie Jazelle Reed has died at age 53. She is black. I've never seen her in my life. It's not a show, I guess, I've ever watched. She's the star of BAPS, BAPS, How to Be a Player, Medea's Big Happy Family, and many more. But the point is, probably a nice lady and passed away from colon cancer at the age of 53. My point in telling you this is, probably a very nice lady, and nobody deserves to die, but do we close the economy down because this poor lady died of colon cancer? Now, of course, liberals would go, oh, well, that's a ridiculous point by Wayne Root, because colon cancer isn't catching. You're right. There's no question that COVID is highly contagious. But it's not death that's highly contagious. It's the flu. And it might be three tough days, and I don't want it, and you don't want it. I hope I never get it. But if I get it, I get it. We'll all survive. You know? We'll all survive. Several people that I, you know, are in my family, several people that are great friends have gotten COVID and they're all fine. Thank God. You can't spend your life living in fear. You can't spend your life hiding in your house. You can't spend your life closing your business and not earning any money. How are you going to pay for your kids? It's crazy. You know, they're going to give out some sort of unemployment check, but they're not going to give out that $1,200 check. And the $1,200 check, of course, wholly inadequate anyway. For anyone that owns a business, a restaurant owner, all your employees will wind up getting unemployment checks, and you're going to wind up getting squat. So you're going to lose everything you've got, even though you're the rich one. You know, according to everybody around, you're the restaurant owner, you're the rich one, but the employees get taken care of, and you get nothing. There are countries out there, by the way, that have made the decision that you just, whatever a small business needs, they give you everything you need. I don't know, you know, I'd have to be there to witness exactly what that means. But if you need, you know, $500,000 to make it through the next 5 months, they give you $500,000. But nobody's done anything here since July. Trump did a great job in March and April, and many of my small business friends actually got a big load of money, but they've all run out of it now, and there's nothing new coming down the pike. And you know that Joe Biden doesn't care about small business owners. You know that Joe Biden and the Democrat Party want to lock down the country, which will put every small business owner out of business. Very scary stuff, very scary. But again, I think it's justified to say actress Natalie Dizelle Reed has died of cancer, colon cancer. You know, should we all panic? Should we all hide? Should we all stop doing business? I gave the story on this show that when my mother and father died of cancer 28 days apart, and I love them, and I'm not one of these cold dudes who doesn't have a heart, I cried like a baby when my father died. And then 28 days later, my mom was dead, but I still never missed a day of work. Nope. I arranged the funeral so it was on a weekend, and I could fly in on a Friday and go to the funeral on a Saturday, spend time with my sister and my grandma on a Sunday, fly home on a Monday morning, and be right back at work and really never missed a single significant day of work. You know, my main job in those days was starring on a TV show every Wednesday in Las Vegas, and I lived in Los Angeles, and I would fly to Las Vegas. So I arranged it so I never missed one of those shows because those shows provided my income. That was my own mother and father dying 28 days apart. I didn't miss a show. You can't close everything down because someone you love dies, and you certainly can't close everything down because someone you don't know dies. You know, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for your loss, but I'm not closing my business because someone died I don't know. This is insanity because I need to keep earning money to pay the bills and to pay the taxes so everybody else can live, or the whole country is going to go under. Sponsored by X3 exercise, and now I found something that replaces free weights that takes 10 minutes a day. It's not just more effective than free weights, and 16 different research studies prove it, but it's also three times more effective. That's why they call it the X3. Invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. It's portable. It's easily stored. Used by dozens of professional athletes. Key components made in the USA. Go to x3bar.com, x3bar.com. Put in the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root and save $75. x3bar.com. Promo code WAR. I've got arms like Popeye. You can too. I did it in 8 weeks. Amazing.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says mid-January could be a dark time in terms of coronavirus, given holiday gatherings and travel, warning people to be wary of indoor spread.
Not only for New York State, but for any state or city that is facing similar problems. Without substantial mitigation, the middle of January can be a really dark time for us.
He indicates we are just entering a post-Thanksgiving surge, which in theory would then match up with a Christmas and Hanukkah surge in terms of case numbers. Georgia's top election official says the results of the presidential election will stand. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger officially certifying Joe Biden as the winner of Georgia's 16 electoral votes. He confirmed no change in the results after three counts of illegally cast ballots. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
Heart attack, stroke, number one killers in the United States of America. Anytime you have a sign of trouble, start thinking about Strauss Heart Drops. They've sold more than 1 million bottles, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocks your restricted blood flow. Strauss Naturals actually offers more than just Heart Drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas, too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy 3 bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. StraussNaturals.com, 15% off. Use the promo code WAR. John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. I wouldn't call him a conservative journalist. I call him a fair journalist. CEO and editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com and co-author of the new book, Fallout. John Solomon is with us. Hey, John, how are you?
Good, Wayne. Good to be with you.
All right. So, 2 setbacks to Sidney Powell's legal efforts just this morning, but none of this surprises me. I'll ask you about them, but none of this surprises me. I don't care if we go 0 for 100, and we're going to, clearly, because none of these judges can be trusted. They're all liberal or D.C. swamp or deep state. Oh, they're rhinos. There's just no good judges until we get to the Supreme Court. You could go 0 for 100 as long as you win the last one at the Supreme Court. Nothing else matters. Am I wrong about this or am I right?
Well, listen, yeah, that's clearly the strategy that both the Trump team and the private lawyers like Sidney Blumenthal and Phil Klein at the Amistad Project are banking on, that they got to work their way and exhaust all of the lower court opinions to get to the Supreme Court, where they hope they will find some success. And early on, we saw a signal from the Supreme Court in the form of Justice Alito, who has asked for the segregation of ballots in the Pennsylvania case. That case is being considered tomorrow. The filings are due tomorrow in front of Alito, and Alito could tell us as early as tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday whether or not he's going to recommend the Supreme Court take up that case. That's a big case in Pennsylvania. It's a pretty strong constitutional case, looking at changes that were made to the election process that were not approved by the legislature and the impact that that could have had on the election. So that's the one to keep an eye on. That'll be the first Supreme Court case opportunity for either the private teams or the Trump campaign to see or test the water at the Supreme Court. But all this work has always been aimed at getting it to before the Supreme Court, where it only matters.
All right, so 2 losses today for Sidney Powell. Tell us what happened.
Both in Georgia and in Michigan, her lawsuits were thrown out by separate judges, mostly on the argument that she didn't have standing as a private lawyer. Wasn't, you know, either a candidate or a campaign. There were other technicalities. They really never got to the merits of the arguments, in most cases basically throwing them out on jurisdictional and other process things. Again, not surprising. At the end of the day, the best complainants are people who are candidates who believe they were harmed by the processes, and that's why the Trump campaign or the Pennsylvania case, where some congressional candidates are the plaintiffs, that's where I think you're going to see those cases are going to be the more seriously taken. So Sidney Powell's case has tons of information in it because she wasn't representing a candidate or a campaign in both states, Michigan and Georgia, on technical merits.
All right. Let's talk about voter ID, because for 4 years, I mean, look, I'm the biggest cheerleader for Trump, John Solomon, you'll ever find, right? I mean, I've got the new book, Trump Rules. You and I talked about that on your podcast this morning. I love Trump. I think he's superhuman. I think he's amazing. But that doesn't mean he's always right. And for 4 years, I argued that his eye should have been on the ball of voter ID, that you can't cheat like they've been doing. If you've got serious voter ID with photo and thumbprint like Mexico has, you can't cheat even with the mail-in balloting. You've got to prove it's the person that's mailing it in. And Trump never got that done, never even tried that I know of. And now he's ranting about voter ID moving forward. Tell us about that new Trump call for sweeping election reform with ID verification.
Well, when you look at what happened in the 4 to 5 to 6 battleground states, there's a consistent theme, which is that mail-in ballots were mobile drop boxes and large exemptions to people to avoid voter ID requirements when sending in their mail-in ballots. Let's take Wisconsin, which has, I think, one of the more egregious examples because the legislature clearly was never consulted. The Wisconsin Election Commission, which is an unelected group of bureaucrats, determined that more than a quarter million Wisconsin residents, voters, could declare themselves COVID casually stuck in their homes, permanent wards of their home, unable to go out for a second to vote, and therefore could avoid having to comply with having a witness sign and say, I saw this person fill out the ballot. This is a legitimate ID, and therefore the ballot should be counted. So that's a quarter million votes that are in question in Wisconsin, in the state where the two candidates are separated by fewer than 20,000 ballots. You see that in each of the battleground states there is some voter ID exemption or ignorance that goes on. Take the city of Detroit, Wayne County, Jesse Jacob, she's a city employee, somebody who worked for her own city government for three decades. She says that she was instructed regularly, daily, as were all the other election workers, all the way leading up to the election, to skip voter ID checks on incoming mail-in ballots. We know in Nevada that a reporter was able to sign his name, use his signature for eight other voters, and the Nevada Election Authority didn't capture catch the fact that that wasn't the actual voter signature. Voter ID signature verification has been exempted in large sweeping fashions in this election, and I think now most of these lawsuits are beginning to zero in on that, one of the more important things. It has always been an oversight of Republicans not to focus more heavily on voter ID. They pass the laws, and then there's not as much effort after the laws are passed to ensure that they're enforced, and I think this election highlights the potential security concerns that laissez-faire approach is taken. And so we're going to see a lot more about voter ID in the coming days and weeks, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I've said from the beginning, how is it possible that in Mexico you can have, you know, you could demand a photo and thumbprint issued only by the federal government, or you can't vote, and that's how they keep track of one vote for each person. You can't vote five times in Mexico, but in America, you can vote five times. You can vote personally. You could send it in the mail. You could vote in multiple states. I know I have friends who swear homeless people in Los Angeles voted in Nevada and multiple other states, too, Arizona and Nevada, because nobody's keeping track of any of this. It's ridiculous. And you know in Nevada, John Solomon, the big argument from Trump's people here, like Adam Laxalt was leading the effort, he said lots of people left the state during the pandemic, and they still voted, even though they don't live here anymore. So they probably voted in the state they're in, and they voted here, and they voted twice for Biden. So this is outrageous. And I, you know, we had the House and the Senate and the presidency and the Supreme Court. We had everything the first 2 years of the Trump presidency. Why was this never accomplished?
And remember, going into the 2016 election, or at the very end of the 2016 election, James O'Keefe and his project heard a bunch of Democratic operatives talking about all the different ways they had used about cheating in the 2016 election. Ironically, some of them, which is now a state that's of great focus, that should have been a warning bell. It wasn't. We moved on to other scandals, other priorities. We were out building a wall. That's important. We were fighting the Russia collusion story. And I do think that it's a good argument to be made that the Republicans took their eye off the ball. When Stacey Abrams and the Republican Secretary of State made their deal in it, Republicans saying, hey, what's up with this? This doesn't look kosher. This looks like a sidebar deal. Again, I think people's eyes weren't focused on the most important thing. The Democrats were clearly focused on getting concessions, getting private money into the election in the form of the Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and the quarter billion dollars he put into the election in paying election results counters and judges and executives to do the election the way he wanted it to be done. And I think the Republicans were blind to it until it was too late. They did not pay attention. And I think now they're trying to play catch-up, which is a very hard game to play after an election.
Yeah. Yeah, very scary. And I screamed about it for 4 years. I don't know why they didn't listen. Nothing's more important than voter ID. As a matter of fact, I screamed and I said at the time, that it's impossible to win Nevada without voter ID because so many illegal aliens are voting here. The only way we're ever going to take back Republicans Nevada is if you eliminate the illegal aliens voting. I got a line that just will not stop calling me. These people will not stop. John Solomon, one last question. You have a column, State Department viewed Burisma lobbying campaign as aggressive, threatening, and bullying. Tell us about that.
Well, it's funny. These documents were withheld until after Election Day, and they were produced to both Citizens United and Just the News in separate FOIA lawsuits. What they show is that the Democratic lobbying firm, consulting firm, that was working with Burisma to get rid of the corruption allegations at the end of the Obama-Biden administration were acutely aware that Hunter Biden was in the middle of this, that his business partner and fellow board member on Burisma had just been indicted on fraud, and that the law firm or the lobbying firm, the consulting firm that was running the operation to try to make these Ukrainian corruption allegations disappear, was incredibly aggressive. George Kent, the famous guy who wore the bow tie during the impeachment hearings, he said he felt bullied, that he had never been treated more rudely in his 24 years in the Foreign Service as he had the day that this Blue Star strategy, the Democratic firm helping Hunter Biden and Burisma try to get out of their legal jam, when they contacted the embassy and started excoriating them. And I think that that's really what's fascinating here. We did not know just how intense the pressure was on the Hunter Biden side of this equation to get his father's State Department to bend, to look the other way while Ukrainians threw out these corruption charges against a very corrupt Ukrainian gas company. I think these documents...
John, we're on the run. Democrats get away with everything. Hey, John, we got to run. Editor-in-Chief, justthenews.com. Justthenews.com. John Solomon, new book, Fallout. Thank you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, and conservatism. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? It's nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and stroke? Number one killers. Get in front of a mirror and see if you have a crease in one or both of your ears. If you do, don't wait for a heart attack or stroke. Strauss Naturals offers more than heart drops. They have prostate, kidney, cardio, and bladder formulas too. Strauss Naturals has a special offer just for my listeners. Buy three bottles of any formula or any combination of formulas and receive a 15% discount. Just use the promo code WAR. Order now at StraussNaturals.com. That's StraussNaturals.com. I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, I stuck to the theme that on this show that everybody wants to kill Christmas and everybody wants to kill small business and all the liberals want to destroy us and wipe us out and distract us from looking at the stolen election and all of that. But that's the COVID angle of this show. Let's talk a little bit about the stolen election. Here's a great article. Six states where mail-in ballots cost Trump the election. And I think it's good to look at this and understand. First of all, Nevada. Our state, right here, my flagship, 790 AM, here in Las Vegas, owned by the great Edward Stoltz, KBET. 33,596 votes separate Trump and Biden, 2.4%. Six electoral votes at stake. Nevada approved a plan in early August to mail ballots to all registered voters without any of them ever requesting them. That included dead voters, voters who had moved, voters who otherwise had become ineligible to vote. Can you imagine if they hadn't done that, Trump would have really won Nevada? In addition, live ballots for the taking reportedly piled up in the common areas of apartment complexes. Campaign lawyer Jesse Banal presented evidence Thursday that 1,506 votes came from dead people. Oh, that's got to be low. 42,000 double ballots were cast. 20,000 voters voted without having a Nevada mailing address. 2,468 voters had changed their address to another state. Judge James Russell dismissed the lawsuit claiming lack of evidence. He's an Obama appointee, yeah. Judge James Russell, another winner. Arizona, these are all corrupt people. Arizona, 10,000 votes separate Trump and Biden, 0.3%. 11 electoral votes at stake. Unlike Nevada, Arizonans are required to request an absentee ballot in order to vote by mail. Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward sought to reverse Biden's razor-thin victory under a state law that allows voters to dispute certified results if they suspect misconduct, illegal votes, or inaccurate count. Judge Randall Warner wrote, there is no evidence the inaccuracies were intentional or part of a fraudulent scheme. They were mistakes. Ward says she intends to appeal. Wisconsin, 20,000 votes separate Trump and Biden, 0.7%, 10 electoral votes. Wisconsin is similar to Arizona in that there's no universal mail-in balloting, registered voters must submit an application. So can you imagine how bad Nevada was? Nobody even told us that we're like the only state where everybody gets mailed a ballot. Everyone in the world. Dead people. People have moved. People who aren't there anymore. People left the state. Illegal aliens, homeless people. Nevada's the worst of the worst. Thanks to Governor Sisolak. Last week, the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to take up the Trump campaign challenge of election results, telling lawyers they should have brought the action first to a lower court. Three justices disagreed and wanted to hear the case. I mean, there's always an excuse. The campaign's chief Wisconsin lawyer in the state said he expects to be back in front of the Supreme Court very soon. Michigan, 154,000 votes separate Trump and Biden, 2.8%. 16 electoral ballots at stake. Mail-in ballots hit a record of 3.3 million of over 5 million ballots cast. Can you imagine? Yet the state witnessed only a tiny number of rejected ballots. Just 15,000 or 0.5%. Typically, the state sees a 1% rejection rate. Much of Trump's recent focus has been on software used in election machines. This past week, the Trump campaign had cause to celebrate when a Michigan judge ordered a forensic examination of 22 Dominion voting tabulation machines in Antrim County, where election officials first noticed thousands of votes intended for Trump went to Biden. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani believed it was a big win for honest elections. This is where the untrustworthy Dominion machine flipped 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden. Spiking of votes by Dominion happened all over the state. Pennsylvania, 81,660 votes separate Trump and Biden. That's 1.2%. 20 electoral votes at stake. More than 2.6 million mail-in ballots cast in the presidential race. Joe Biden won the group with 75% of the vote. Representative Mark Kelly, Republican from Pennsylvania, has filed a suit to overturn the state's mail-in ballot rules, and his action has caught the attention of the United States Supreme Court, which is seeking Pennsylvania officials to respond by December 8th. That's tomorrow. Pennsylvania created a mail-in ballot nightmare. Supreme Court approved a three-day extension for the delivery of mail-in ballots without requiring a postmark, as well as permitting the use of unmanned ballot drop boxes. Oh, that's no problem. The court admitted the order violated state constitution, but said the COVID outbreak necessitated the rule changes. There you go. That's the point of COVID from day one. And finally, Georgia, 61,000 votes separate Trump and Biden. 61,000? No. That's not correct. That's incorrect. Last I checked, Biden was up by 10,000 votes or so in Georgia. Where would it be 61,000? Did I miss something? 16 electoral votes at stake. Trump has stated the state used a simple signature verification match for all mail-in ballots, or he would have easily have won. And by the way, they didn't even mention that in Nevada. Ask Adam Laxalt about that. They didn't validate anyone's signature. They used a machine. And the machine was set so low, it never threw out anybody. And how about the footage about the fake pipe that flooded? And there was no pipe, there was no flooding. And everybody had to leave the building. When they left the building, the video showed they broke out suitcases filled with ballots. Oh, those must have all been Trump ballots, right? That must be why he was ahead by 100,000. And then suddenly, when that happened, suddenly he was down by whatever it is. I thought it was 10,000, even with 60,000, whatever it is. So, you know, there's two issues going on today in the world. One is COVID and lockdowns, which are unnecessary and wrong-headed and are going to destroy the economy. And the other is the stolen election. And one distracts you from the other. This is like three-card Monty. Look at COVID. It's going to kill you. Don't look at the stolen election.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.